I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:40 Monday morning. It's like quite possibly the best time of the week. And I know that that's true because we're about to get our last look at news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right. Sorry. I got to get my tag. Darn me. This Alice Report is brought to you by, my favorite, All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is where we got the stuff to remodel our kitchen, and you should give them a look. They've got it all. They've got everything. They've got the tile, a great selection of tile, and a great selection of countertop slabs. So give them a look. They've got stores. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame, and Dublin. Also online at allnaturalstone.com. You'll see tons of great ideas there and on their Instagram.
Allnaturalstone.
That it is
good,
cool, isn't
that's
it?
That's a good follow, Vin.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to try and run through a bunch of stuff. You know, when this thing first started, we talked about mental resilience and how this will be hard. It's a change for a lot of people. And then as it's gone on, we've sort of lost sight of the fact that even people with mental resilience are coming undone now. So
right.
I suggest that you find ways to lift your own spirits. They say here that researchers gave people a huge list of options to choose things, small things that can really sort of make your day. One of them includes just being out in under a bright blue sky on a sunny day. Can lift your spirits. Go
really
for
can.
A walk if you haven't. You can put on a mask.
Yep.
If you're concerned, if you haven't been out enough, then honestly, that will help. Seeing a beautiful landscape.
Oh.
I agree. Kittens and puppies. I'm so cute. More of a puppy guy, but yeah, that can lift your spirits.
Well, little baby animals are always, you know, look, a little baby, a baby animal. Oh, I'm going to cuddle it to my breast.
Yep. This one I agree with. We cleaned the whole house top to bottom yesterday. Sitting in your house or apartment right after you've cleaned it can lift your spirits.
It can.
Absolutely.
And you think to yourself, I'm never letting it get that trashy again. And then, you know, a year later, there you are cleaning it.
Right. Someone smiling at you. Oh, that's a tough one right now.
Yeah.
Booking
you can't
a vacation.
See anyone's mouth.
Booking it, I guess you can do.
Sure.
Way out there for next year.
Something to look forward to.
Cuddle that person you're trapped in the house with. That's one way to lift your spirits. Hanging out or cuddling.
Don't touch me.
Well, I think more importantly, we're like, oh my God, us again. We've been here staring at each other. But you know what? A good hug or a cuddle, it'll help.
Feels good. Yep.
And then reminiscing. Thinking about back on fond memories. You know, weirdly, on Facebook, I may have told you this last week, I saw my elementary school started a page, or some of the kids from my elementary school started a page, and immediately I'm like, oh, her. That's right. I was already into girls back then. So I'm like, whoa, this is so fun. And I told my mom about it, and she went, Vincent, and pulled out all the old class photos and the teachers.
Oh, let's get some of those posted up.
No, that's okay. But I did get, she was sending them to me and I was like, oh my God. Wow, that's fun. So maybe look back at some old photos for a little spirit boost.
Sure, that can feel good.
Some other things include, and these aren't in the top 10, but random acts of kindness, seeing an old friend, hearing a great song come on the radio, all things that can help lift your spirits during times of trouble. So,
Sarah, smile. That's a good song. My spirit feels uplifted.
Good.
Sarah.
That's what I'm going for.
Thank you.
This is not surprising. 35% of Americans are considering relocating because of the pandemic. They feel like they want to go someplace less populated.
Oh.
And I don't disagree. I could see that.
The work from home thing works for you too. Like, you know, you really could live anywhere if you can get your job done online. It's amazing. It's such a weird time, you know, like the successful work at home. Like if this had happened even 20 years ago, it would have been a totally different story.
Right.
And now we're like, no, I got this. Well, some people, you know.
I've often said, like, for me, because I surf, I really want to be in California. Right. That's it. But I've always wondered why people who aren't interested in the outdoor lifestyle are here. Like, why would you pay these prices if you could do this anywhere?
Yep.
And maybe it's because you were born here and you just don't know anything else, but you should travel a little bit. You might be surprised. You go up to Oregon and go, hey, this place is more affordable and pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or anywhere, I don't know, Washington,
sure, wherever, right?
Idaho.
That's the thing. I mean, it really is like, it's like houses are free other places by comparison.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Right.
That seems like there must be something wrong with, but nope, it's just it's a perfectly good house in a perfectly good town that just isn't in California.
A nice home for $200K?
What?
Where?
What's wrong with that thing?
Right.
It's got termites and rats and there's skunks living in the living room? Come on.
Nope. It's just the going rate in other places.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of cool, and I've also had this sort of awakening as we mostly shop wherever we're just in habits, right? We just do, you know, shop where we shop. The pandemic has made people realize or recognize the value of small businesses, and 80% of people have intentionally bought something from a small business they would have usually bought from a larger chain or online or... And that's, you know, out of...
That's good.
I guess, you know, you rush, rush, rush. So where do you go? You go to the first thing that comes up when you do a search or whatever.
Yep.
But now you see people, they're making a choice. They're going, I'm going to buy from Bananas at Large or insert any company that isn't a corporation.
I'm going to that Crystal and Rock shop down the street. I don't want them to go away.
And 90% of people plan to do a lot more shopping at small businesses in the future. I'd love to see that be...
Me too.
...a really nice positive change out of all this.
It's just life has gotten very convenient to live inside your house and with all the delivery systems and stuff. And, you know, if you want your local hardware store to still exist, you need to patronize it. Among other stores, you know.
Right.
I mean, we all have seen record stores and most bookstores go away.
This story struck me because I pretty much hate seagulls.
Oh, what do you got against seagulls?
They will steal your lunch. They'll steal your drink. They'll steal your lunch. And they'll steal anything else that you leave lying around while you're in the water. They are awful. And you know what? They'll actually gather around you while you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And they just let you know.
Mine. Mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
You know what?
Mine.
What is that from? That's from Finding Nemo, right?
Yeah.
That's someone who spent time by the water. Like, they know. Those things will just sit there and stare at you and go, yeah, go for a swim. Because I'm taking your crap as soon as you leave.
Oh, you think putting a towel over it's going to save it?
Dude, when we were kids...
You're adorable.
We would come to the beach with our little sack lunch, and we'd put it down, and you'd actually try to display your stuff so you could see it.
Yes.
And occasionally check on it from the water to know that someone's not walking away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the seagulls would knock over your big gulp and steal your sandwich right out of the bag. You'd find a torn open bag and... Yes, that is actually genius. Not everybody gets it, but boy did I.
Shut up!
Oh, that's my life right now. I mean, the Pixar movies.
Sure, that's right. Anyway. Well, look, it could be worse, you know. There could be no Pixar movies.
A 26-year-old guy in Plymouth, England, was sitting outside and eating some McDonald's last week when a seagull flew up and tried to snatch away his food.
Oh,
the guy responded somehow by biting the seagull, so he caught the thing. The bird flew away, and the cops arrested the guy for injuring a wild bird, which I'm not suggesting.
What?
And yet, seagulls will take your food right out from you.
One less seagull in the world is not going to hurt anybody.
This guy's looking at 6 months of prison and a $9,000 fine, or.
Well, maybe he did it in front of a child or something.
Or
children don't like to see that.
I don't know how he caught the thing. They're pretty wily. But all right.
Well, the thing is, though, if you want to catch one, I think you could. You just, you know, they'll eat right out of your hand. You hold it.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
You know, and then you swoop in with the other hand and grab them by the neck. Bang, bang.
There's a video I'm watching of somebody actually doing that. So,
oh, my God. Really?
Oh, really?
Incredible. Hold on. Let me show you.
Hold on. We're going to take a look at this video now.
Feeding,
oh, look.
He's feeding, like, crumbs to them.
And they come by.
Out the window of his car. And watch this next one here.
Oh, is he going to grab it?
Yeah, he reaches out and grabs the thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, he has it.
Oh, he's got it.
It's in the car with him
now. The thing would start trying to bite him or something. What a trip.
He's trying to bite
him. That is hilarious. Well, sort of hilarious. Don't do that, people.
Bro, wash your hands now, please. Yikes. Oof. They don't exactly bathe, you know.
No. But they're out in the fresh air all the time, you know?
Oh, is that it? All right,
sure.
Fine.
Keep them fresh. Keep them clean.
This story is a trip.
All right. Let's hear it.
Mostly my fetish would just be naked ladies, I guess. I don't really have a fetish per se, but there are people with them, and they will spend big money on them.
Oh.
There's a 21-year-old woman named Jenna Phillips in Austin, Texas, and she recently quit her job as an optician because she found out that men were willing to pay up to 6 figures a month for videos of her acting like a dog.
Oh.
Apparently, that is a fetish.
How'd she find that out?
I don't know, but she has an account on OnlyFans where she charges $20 a month for videos of her chasing balls, walking on a leash, rolling around, and taking baths, mostly naked.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Right.
She also will make you a custom video.
There she is. She's not naked in this
one. She's not even kind of naked. Oh, but she's rolling over.
She's cutie.
She makes custom videos for $1,200.
And people do this, huh?
People do
gonna,
this.
Look, she's going to drink water out of that bowl now. She's on a chain. She goes over.
She's on pace to clear more than $1 million this year, and we're just past the halfway mark. So
good for her. You know, it's great when someone finds their niche. You know, she has knee pads. That would hurt my knees. I'm watching all this stuff. Oh, she's going to go fetch. Oh, there she goes. Oh, she's got her butt right at the camera. She's picking it up with her mouth in the grass.
I don't get it. It's almost.
Does she do
like,
dog farts too? Is that part of the?
I don't know, but I'm sure for the
petted
for $1,200, you could probably pay for a dog fart video. I guess.
Adorable.
Oh, now she had to get off the couch. Get off the couch. Go over in your bed. Go get in your bed, in a little dog bed. Oh, she's there. She's licking and stuff out of a bowl. She's sitting at the table though. That doesn't seem right.
You know, I'm going to do one more story for you, and you can post this video or not, Bryn. I don't know if it's worthwhile, but I did think this was interesting. So the world's tallest swing, and I like the swings. I go to the swings with my kids all the time. I liked the swings when I was a kid. It's always like a thing where me and Jason would try to, at the Colony Park, we'd try to launch from the swing and clear the sand and land on the cement, which isn't the smartest thing to do, but you're trying to go for distance and then...
And you're a kid, so you don't know any better and
anyway,
you get hurt.
A Chinese scenic spot has opened the world's tallest swing, which is perched on the edge of a 2,300-foot tall cliff. So, thrill seekers, they actually had this thing done in the beginning of the year, and the pandemic caused them to delay the opening, but it's now apparently open.
So, they're calling it a swing, but it looks like one of those things where they pull you up to the top and then let you go.
Yes, but you swing.
Yeah.
So
this isn't like I got to pump my legs. This is, oh, there's three people on that thing.
No, you're flung out at 80 miles per hour, I guess.
Oh, boy. Oh, that
is. The ride itself is 328 feet tall, but then they swing you out over this huge drop. You into it?
No.
You like it?
No.
Would you do it?
No.
They say it's been certified by the Guinness World Records as the tallest swing.
It's quite a spectacle. It's amazing, actually, that they were able to build that monstrosity over that incredibly beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's like this humongous kind of river valley, and then there's a waterfall, and then there's this ugly ass, looks like the St. Louis Arch, and all kinds of contraptions. Just, I mean, it seems like, wow, let's just destroy the natural beauty while we're getting a bird's eye view of it.
Well, these are, you know, there's a ride for you, and
sure, people love rides.
As you're planning your, I don't know, can you go to China? I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, but next year, maybe.
Put this on your list, maybe.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I got a couple of these for you, and then we'll do the rest of them on the other side. After living in the Bay Area for most of my life, I had an opportunity to transfer with my job to Portland, Oregon last November. Smartly chose to, oh boy, live outside of downtown, affordable and beautiful, miss the Bay, family and friends. Love living here, though, and so glad I can still hear Sarah and Vinny Monday through Friday on the excellent radio.com app. I added that last part, but I'm assuming that's how they're listening.
That must be how they're listening.
And by the way, that's not an opinion. That's its official designation, the excellent radio.com app.
Textures agree. Mm-hmm. It's unanimous.
Good morning. Yes, Oregon is beautiful. I'd consider moving up there. I went on a Bay Area to Seattle road trip. Fun. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend that cracked, that I told you, like, had a meltdown. I hadn't talked to him for, like, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month. And then it turns out he, while we weren't talking, cracked, went to the doctor, got on some medicine, and then has since been on a road trip. And he's still out there. Like, I thought he was going to come home after him and I texted, and nope, he continues to post pictures of his adventures. I'm just like, wow, he's hitting
sure
different.
Sure, his wife and kids are thrilled.
Well, I mean, if he's been a pain in the ass. And
sure, that's true. They might actually be thrilled. Like,
yes,
stay.
Please.
Go keep on one more state.
Yep. It's been hard enough without you constantly bitching and moaning. So maybe that's the case. I don't know. Mm. I'm not there.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.